Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX, and you may have heard, well, this is hour two of three, I know you know that, but you may have heard that FanDuel Sports Network is in jeopardy of maybe no longer existing, which means for the 2026 season, the Cardinals will have to figure out what the broadcast is going to look like on the television side and who's going to do it, who's going to produce the thing. But to talk about what's going on with FanDuel and its parent company, Main Street Sports, Maury Brown is a senior contributor to Forbes, and Maury is with us on KMOX. Good to have you today, Maury. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. So my understanding is that FanDuel is basically just paid for naming rights for the broadcasts for Main Street Sports, which produce several regional cable sports network broadcasts. That's the way this works, first of all, correct?
That is correct. So, just as it was the case prior, it's gone through several
Bally's.
Iterations. Yes.
Yeah. So then what is going on here with Main Street Sports? My understanding, it's also, it used to be Diamond Sports.
It did. Diamond went through a bankruptcy restructuring. It was came out of that and renamed themselves, and they appear once again to be coming into financial headwinds. So it's a significant situation. Obviously impacts not just the Cardinals, but a bunch of teams in the NBA and the NHL, including the St. Louis Blues.
Okay, quick question here, just because I know so many fans have seen, you know, the iteration from Fox Sports Midwest to Bally Sports Midwest. So you mentioned Diamond Sports. They're the ones that bought it from Sinclair. Is that correct?
No, that was part of Sinclair kind of backed it. They were the backstop for it. Once again, it's a bit, you know, confusing, right? It's gone through several iterations of it. As it stands right now, they're working with the deal with a company called Dazn, D-A-Z-N, that are mostly known in Europe and not really much of a player in the United States. They mostly do streaming deals, and it sounds like it's fairly complex. But if that deal doesn't go through, then all the media rights would go back to all the clubs, including the Cardinals. And this happened prior with that with Diamond Sports Group. And what would happen then is that Major League Baseball would produce the broadcasts. And Major League Baseball has been very good about it. They've been able to go ahead and get carriage deals so that you would find it on, you know, Xfinity or DirecTV streaming and whatnot. So it'll be interesting to see what happens because, again, the question then becomes, how much money goes back to the Cardinals.
Yeah, and I know that is the main concern from the teams, and we have heard that there have already been some payments that have been missed because the way it usually works is the network or the entity producing the telecasts pays the team for the rights to do that, and they make payments. They get billed, and they've missed one already?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Normally, they're like quarterly payments. And there's a grace period. So for this to have been announced or to have leaked out means that they have missed their throughout the grace period as well. So that's concerning because, again, Major League Baseball went through this prior with several Cubs, the Padres, the Twins, the Guardians, just to name a few. And so, once again, that becomes problematic. Now, baseball has been in a pretty good position to go ahead and pick these up. They literally did this with and fall through the Padres within a 24-hour period and were able to get them on the air mid-season. The only saving grace for the Cardinals is that this happens in the offseason, so it gives them a little bit of time to try and figure out how they're going to respond.
But it happens mid-season, for instance, the St. Louis Blues. So what does that mean?
Yeah, they would have to scramble and trying to figure out what they would want to go ahead and do in terms of trying to figure out carriage deals and whatnot that would go through with it. The good news, bad news. The bad news is when it happened with Major League Baseball, there was an acrimonious relationship. Major League Baseball very much wanted to see the media rights deals that they had garnered prior have the payments be made. They wanted to go ahead and lower it. And when I say they, Diamond, which would now be Main Street. So, again, the question would be whether something could be cobbled together at the last minute for the NHL. So it is. It's problematic. The NBA described it as the worst nightmare if something like this were to happen. And so, again, it's certainly not great for fans who are just want to know where they're going to be able to see their games played. Mm. My guess would be at a last-ditch effort, they would try and work deals and kind of go back to the future and try and do over-the-air broadcasts with their local networks, right? So that has happened with some of the NBA franchises. It's quite possible that maybe the NHL teams might try and broker some kind of deal there.
So if this deal goes through with it, it's that DAZN, I've heard it said differently. I've heard DAZN. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I have seen it before. I've seen the logo before, never really used the service or anything. So if this does happen, would the expectation be that the Cardinals broadcast here and those that are affected, the fan duels around the country, would be done about the same, like no change, or would things be a little different?
Yeah, that's the open question. It sounds, I mean, the way that the deal is described is that it's complex. They're known mostly for streaming, so there would likely be a direct-to-consumer offering so that people that are not part of your, you know, standard cable traditional television deal would have a streaming rights offer. So, I mean, that's certainly one way that it could be done. That the traditional TV deal would still remain in place. There would be a streaming offering. The big, of course, question is whether the media rights would be the same or whether they would try and broker some kind of deal through there. Now, it sounds to me like this would bail out, would bail them out. So, again, that's kind of the way that Main Street would kind of try and do this to get DAZN to basically be a backstop and basically the majority owner of it.
Okay, I know I don't know exactly how all of this works, but from my layman's perspective, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, like the St. Louis Cardinals as a product and the St. Louis Blues as a product, that's a pretty strong product. And also, FanDuel is sports gaming, a multi-billion dollar industry and growing. How is FanDuel Sports Network struggling?
Yeah, I mean, the big question is how this affects the change in subscriptions for people that watch traditional television. I mean, the biggest thing was is that when the Fox Sports deal fell through, right? And when mm-hmm. when that had to be split up due to the Disney sale, that had to be broken up. It was done for, I want to say, $71 billion, and it was hyper over leveraged, and that became the profound problem. There was just a ton of debt. Now, when Diamond Sports took over, they went into bankruptcy. They cleared it. They said they were in great shape. That clearly doesn't seem to be the case here. If they're already within basically the span of a year running into headwinds on this, well, that's the problem. So, again, it's that they're over-leveraged. I mean, they're just in a bunch of debt. The model, of course, has changed. I mean, again, the number of people that are on traditional cable has dwindled significantly as streamers have this point where we're flipping over to the streaming services. So that's largely the big problem that we're seeing.
Maury Brown, senior contributor to Forbes, is joining us here on KMOX. And because it has been an issue with the regional sports networks around the country that have been struggling, but we have seen some teams just make their own. I'm thinking of Marquee Network with the Cubs, for example. And it's been for the last few years that they just produce and they distribute their own games on their own network. Would that be a possibility for a team like the Cardinals? Are they even interested in doing something like that?
Yeah, it's a possibility. I mean, the Texas Rangers, who were in the group of the last ones that wound up having either Major League Baseball was going to pick up the production or they could go on their own. The Texas Rangers went alone on it. So, look, the brand, especially the Cardinals, are exceptionally strong brand. So they could, in effect, do that. Now, again, that comes with some risk. We've seen some clubs decide to go that route and then back off of it. Most notably, recently, the Seattle Mariners had Root Sports Northwest. They decided to go in and own that. They owned that for a period of time. They have recently come under MLB's umbrella. And the wild card in this, of course, is that ESPN just picked up a portion of those broadcasts for all those teams that Major League Baseball produced. And so, again, that's a three-year deal. What Major League Baseball, of course, is looking to do eventually is try and pull in as many of these local media rights deals into one package and sell that off as a large deal to someone like Amazon, to someone like ESPN. And so right now we're in this bridging, but this three-year deal with ESPN, NBC Peacock, and that kind of deal right now where we have that, that's, I think, the open-ended question. So if the Cardinals were to try and strike some deal, that's a long-term investment. That would be something that they would want to go ahead and do for a long period of time. And again, there's so much questions about where the industry is heading and whether they would make more being bundled with a large group of teams or whether they could go it on their own. That's the open question. So only the Cardinals can answer that question right now. Of course, what they're hoping is they don't have to do anything in the near term and that they have some sustainability, at least for the time being.
Obviously, it's a lot different when it comes to the NFL, which doesn't have local broadcasters. They've just got the national teams. On the radio side, you've got local broadcasters, but on the national side, it's not like that. And there's different interests with the NFL. People generally in this country are more interested in the NFL than they are in baseball. But could it ever be a model like that? Would it even make sense to do that? Or, would it make sense for there to just be one subscription service and you get all the teams and that's it? There's no other way to get it.
Yeah, that was the brilliance of Pete Rozelle and the NFL in doing that. Of course, the NFL is its own universe. I mean, Rod Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, has said that he's interested in trying to pull them all in. Now, the problem with that is that there are teams like the Yankees or the Dodgers or, you mentioned, the Cubs that are big market, large brands that are going to probably make more money than some package deals where all 30 clubs in Major League Baseball would go ahead and join in on a streaming deal. And that becomes the prevailing question, whether they could package it up as a national deal. Again, I don't see this in terms of – I would see this as a streaming deal. So that's probably not going to make a lot of fans happy. But you can see the writing on the wall. There have been instances where some sports leagues, most notably MLS, did it with Apple TV. But there could be other options. Again, right now it's a hodgepodge. It just seems to be all over the place, which can be problematic. You know, the beauty of regular linear television was it was all in one place. I mean, we bemoaned the idea of cable television, but everything was largely there and you could find it. Now it's scattered around a bunch of different streaming services, and that comes with, you know, a cost component. There's just so many streaming services that people can be a part of. You just run into a cost problem.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So the last thing I want to ask you is sort of off the topic here, and that is we are a little bit less than a year away from Major League Baseball having the lockout. We know that people are assuming it is going to happen. The length of it, not quite sure. My feeling, Maury, and I don't know how you feel about this, is the longer this goes on, I don't think it's likely we have a long work stoppage, that they will either get something done during spring training or before the season. How do you think this is going to play out? Because certainly this is also complicating the TV deal situation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because what a lot of people don't know is in most TV deals, even if games are missed, the media rights still flow to the clubs. Now they get paid back in rebates, but they get paid back over time. So for a situation like we're talking about with this complicated situation with Main Street, I mean, the problem there, of course, would be that they're in kind of financial difficulty. I would expect an off-season lockout absolutely is going to happen. The last time this happened, we missed spring training, and they were able to compress the regular season with a bunch of doubleheaders. They missed the first week of when the regular season was scheduled, but they got in all 162. I would not be surprised to see April potentially into May be lost. I think that the owners are really going to try and push for a salary cap. And in that instance, you're going to lose games. Will you get into it when you get into the summer? I think that there's a lot more pressure on the owners at that stage to try and come into some deal. But I think that there's a real possibility of losing some regular season games this time around. There just seems to be a situation in which the owners really are going to try and push for a salary cap, even though they have an absolute terrible history of this. Obviously, the 94-95 strike in which we lost the World Series looms over the sport. And fans are not as forgiving as they used to be. There are a lot more entertainment options at their disposal. And I think that that actually works in the favor of fans this time around. You know, hopefully that comes into play. And if there are regular season games, there's not many that are lost.
Thank you, Maury Brown. We appreciate your time as always.
All right. You take care. Thank you so much for having me.
Maury Brown is a senior contributor to Forbes with us here once again on KMOX. Man, there's a lot that is up in the air as it comes to Major League Baseball and affecting the Cardinals as well.
I'm Chris sick and Amy, of streaming.
I'm sick of everything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.